It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, and away we go, folks.
Here we go.
It is time for the Plan B After Show podcast, as always brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor.
Gilson.
Of course, always on the Plan B After Show podcast, we like to do one fact, one opinion. Usually the fact is awesome. Usually the opinion is stupid, but hey, it's, what do you want us to do here? What do you expect from us?
Come on.
It's already off to a terrible start. So here you go. Here's your fact and opinion. The largest number of children to be born to one woman is recorded at 69.
What?
From 1725 to 1765, a Russian peasant woman gave birth to 16 set of twins, seven sets of triplets, and 4 sets of quadruplets.
Dude, what are you, a hamster? Seriously, dude, what?
That's nuts.
It's not even right.
69 kids.
Like, wasn't there anybody around that was like, hey, is this healthy? Like, should we?
And it doesn't say if it was all the same father. Who knows? I mean, maybe she was just, you know.
There's no way, dude. No, she was just legs open. People just taking care of business.
Come on in, boys. The water's fine.
Oh, my God. You know, it's almost disgusting to me, though, and it's almost way unnecessary. It's like, stop with that. Why? What are you doing? What's the point?
I mean, yeah, even if, like, 16 sets of twins, like, don't you think you'd stop after that point? This has got to be made up. There's no way.
There's no fucking way, dude. So think about it. So you would have to have twins, like, almost every time, because you can only have, when do you start ovulating? What, 16?
So I looked it up. I was like, look, I got to Google this here. So Valentina and her husband, Fyodor Vasilyev, anyway, are alleged to hold the record. So I don't know if it's actually been proven. So there's so she had a total of 27 births, but it was the twins, the triplets, and the quadruplets.
Like, we shouldn't even call this a record. You're like taking like the beautiful thing of what life is, and we're going to make a record out of it. It's going to go down in history in the books.
I mean,
it's like, you guys are fucking stupid. Stop making so many kids.
I don't even think that there's been some prized, you know, cows out there that have produced that many offspring.
Dude, this lady needs to go to jail.
Yeah.
They need to throw her away. Like, hey, one more kid. We're putting you in the chair, lady.
Stop it. We can't feed all these children.
Time to close shop. Yeah. You've had enough.
All the buddies are looking at the guy like, dude, pull the fuck out. What are you doing?
Yeah. What's a screaming?
Your wife ever heard of a blowjob? Try one of those every once in a while. Jesus, man.
I mean, were every one of those kids well taken care of?
It doesn't say like how many survived. Again, it was in the 1700s, so maybe.
I just didn't even give a shit back then. They probably just threw them away. That's terrible to say, but.
Man, oh man, that is a lot of children.
It makes me angry. I don't know. It just makes me angry.
I mean, like, I get it. Different times. You know, back in the day when people had like 12 kids, but they had a farm, so it made sense. You needed the kids to have the farm. There was a good chance one or two of them would die from terrible diseases. But yeah, that's kind of like now that Michigan family, and I don't want to be a dick, but like that Michigan family that just had like their 15 child. It's like, what are you doing?
Be a dick. Be a dick. Seriously. It's not okay. It's not a thing. And I don't know why people think it is. Dude, you should be able to have like 4 kids. That's it. I'm sorry. 4, you're done. We're going to snip you. We're going to when you go down and we deliver this baby, we're cutting some tubes.
So, excuse me, sir, how many children do you have now? Oh, this is my 4th. All right, you need to come down this hallway with us. Just some lady sharpening a pair of pruning shears. Like,
breathe into this, would you, for a little bit? We're going to knock you out for a second.
What are you going to do with those pruning shears? I don't worry about it.
God, 15 kids. Get out of here, dude.
Yeah, and in 2021, 15 children. It's nuts. But, man.
69 kids, and you know they probably stopped at 69 on purpose.
Yeah, giggity. Yeah, if we would have done more 69, and we would have been in this position. Jesus,
right. I don't think he wants to. Vagina's probably.
He just gets his whole head in there. That's terrible.
God.
Well, like, and there's no way you're gonna remember all those kids' names. No way. None.
No, dude. I'm sorry. I just don't. I don't know.
You're very.
She didn't have a life. She did not have a life. No, like, it was just, all she just, was doing just, was having
just,
kids.
Just dumping kids left and right. Left
Doesn't
and right.
Doesn't that hurt? Probably after the 20th when they just fall out.
Even after the 16 set of twins, and I don't know if it went like a couple set of twins and then a couple set of triplets, you know. Baby's just walking out. Here we are. It's a new baby. I don't know. That's crazy. That is absolutely nuts.
You know what I just thought of? And I guess I never really thought of this. How does the umbilical cord work with twins?
I think they each get their own umbilical cord. It just splits off.
Damn, so you can have like four cords in there? That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot of cords, man. I can barely keep the cords behind my desktop at home organized. let alone four of them inside of a belly. Like, God, you got to need some of those cord tenders or whatever. But
is that really out? Is it four? No, or is it just go to one? Like,
yeah, dude, no, because they all got to get fed. I mean, it's not like the one baby's like, oh, here, guys, take a hit off my umbilical cord here, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, gotta, take a hit off.
Yeah, they just, the one baby unplugs it from his stomach and puts it in the other. Hey, it's your time. I'm hungry, man. Pass the umbilical cord. For God's sakes, I'm starving over here.
Yes, that is a fucking stupid question because every twin has a belly button. Yeah, so
very, very stupid.
Damn it.
Anyway, so there you go. Crazy fact for you today. But I don't have anything else. Are you angry now about all the kids this lady had?
I just, dude, wait, come a little on. You know, I'm almost sick and tired of ranting about it. You know, go ahead and have 15 dumb fucking kids. Yeah. Go ahead. Because one of them's going to be great, though. One of them will be smart.
One of them's
going to
be awesome.
Successful, but
one of them's going to be great. The rest of them just a leech on society. That's all it is. Anyway.
Enjoy it.
All right. That is your fact and opinion, and that is going to do it for the final After Show podcast of 2020. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
Feels good, dude. Feels good on the nips.
Well, What? Feels good on the umbilical cord. Feels real nice.
There you go.
We'll see you guys next year, and we'll have more facts and opinions for you. Here's a word from our sponsor, Gilson Cycle. Bye.
Gilson, you ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on, what's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you? Oh,
just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.